ABC Radio Australia.
First this morning, the conduct of Cook Islands within the global body that regulates the shipping industry has come under scrutiny amid claims that its negotiator has been receiving money from an industry lobby group. Captain Ian Finlay is alleged to have received more than $700,000 from a group called the International Parcel Tanker Association while he was representing the Cooks at the International Maritime Organization. The controversy comes as a handful of Pacific nations push a proposal at the IMO for an industry-wide carbon tax, a move which is not supported by Cook Islands. Leading the charge for the carbon tax is Marshall Islands, and its ambassador to the Pacific says the IMO needs to be more transparent. Liam Fox is following developments for Pacific Beats. So, Liam, good morning to you. Tell us more about the allegations first against Captain Finlay and the source.
The allegation's been made in a report on the website DeSmog, which targets what it calls corporate misinformation on climate change. The report concerns Captain Ian Finlay, a UK resident who's been the Cook Islands ambassador to the London-based International Maritime Organization since 2006. DeSmog says US tax returns for the UK-based International Parcel Tanker Association going back to 2010 list Finlay as the organisation's secretary. Between 2010 and 2012, he was allegedly paid $713,000 for work performed for the association. And the association's general manager is his wife, according to DeSmog. Climate campaigners quoted by the website say it's an example of the IMO's capture by corporate interests. It's not the first time Captain Finlay has been in the limelight. Back in 2016, he was criticised for opposing measures to cut shipping emissions in a report on another climate-related website, Climate Home News, a claim that was rejected by the Cook Islands government at the time.
So, Liam, what has the Cook Islands government had to say about the matter?
We sent queries to the Cook Islands Ministry of Foreign Affairs, but given it was Sunday there yesterday, we're yet to get a response. DeSmog does quote the Cook's Foreign Affairs Director, Josh Mitchell, as describing the allegation as a regrettable attempt to discredit the government and Captain Finlay. He said the government knew of Captain Finlay's position at the Tanker Association and it was satisfied there was no conflict of interest. Mr. Mitchell is quoted as saying, "Captain Finlay's role is to follow our instruction and direction in conveying the position of the Cook Islands government." He also said his government is open to considering all options for further greenhouse emissions reductions.
Now, Liam, all of this comes as the IMO considers how to reduce the shipping industry's carbon emissions. Marshall Islands is leading a push for a carbon tax. Has it had anything to say about the case against Cook Islands and Captain Finlay?
Well, it turned out that the Marshall Islands ambassador to Fiji and the Pacific, Albon Ashoda, took part in a public discussion on Twitter yesterday on the wider issue of shipping industry emissions, and we were able to ask him some questions about it. Being a diplomat, he declined to comment on the specifics, but did say that a DeSmog report was concerning, though he was not surprised. Ambassador Ashoda said it highlighted the need for greater transparency at the IMO, as there are other countries, including his own, who are not represented by their own diplomats, but rather non-citizens who may have links to the shipping industry. As you mentioned, the Marshalls, along with Solomon Islands, has put up a proposal at the IMO for the adoption of a $100 per tonne carbon tax to wean the industry off fossil fuels and to fund research and development of renewable fuel sources. I asked Ambassador Ashoda if the Cook Islands has supported the proposal. Here's what he said.
You ask about whether a country supported our proposal. Mm-hmm. I can repeat that Aramai, Tonga, Solomon Islands, and Tuvalu, and to some extent Kiribati, were right there behind us.
Marshall Islands Ambassador Albon Ashoda there, and our thanks to reporter Liam Fox.